Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Joss, and today is day 21 of the dog days of podcasting, and that means it's eclipse day. So the eclipse has happened, and it was really kind of neat in a way, watching from afar. So all throughout the year, since last year, I've been knowing about the eclipse. I've been thinking about the eclipse. I actually thought about, be really cool if I could go to totality. And I thought about, is it possible? Could I actually do this? So a friend of mine, Pamela, she was setting up this whole viewing thing. I believe it was through the Astronomical Society of the Pacific, or I don't know. It's a really long acronym. But she had been talking about it on Astronomy Today, and I was thinking, could I do this? Could I do this? I knew a lot of people that were going. It was going to be neat. I have a friend that lives in the area. I could totally do this. Except I couldn't. So when I realized that it was an impossibility, I knew I wasn't even anywhere close to the totality, I kind of gave up on it. I didn't buy any glasses. I didn't buy any filters for my camera. You know, I just said, I'm not going to be able to see it. I don't actually ever remember seeing any eclipse, any partial, anything. I know that technically there was one in 1994. I don't remember seeing it. I don't know if it was after school, if it was during the summer. I just know that it was happening that year. I don't know what time of year. And so, like, we never did anything. I'm assuming it was either during the summer or at an after-school activity, and my teachers didn't have a contract from when I was in the 6th grade until the 12th grade, so no extracurriculars were done at all. That was kind of the thing. They didn't have a contract, so they couldn't do any of the extra stuff. We had no field trips, nothing. So I don't actually remember anything about a partial or whatever. I remember a couple lunar eclipses. They're not that exciting. You know, I feel like you've seen one, you've seen them all. But I mean, I've never seen like a full lunar. It's always been a partial. Anyway, so I said, I'll take a look outside. I'll see what's happening. And I set myself up with a pinhole projector. You know, it's pretty easy. It's a piece of cardboard, piece of paper. Boom. And you know, it got kind of orangey here. I'd say we had maybe 60% coverage, so we really didn't get to see all that much. But it was pretty neat. It got a little darker. You know, it got kind of orangey, almost like sunset was coming, but not quite. My pinhole camera worked. I didn't have to worry about, you know, anything crazy, but I watched mostly through the NASA stream and the Weather Channel stream. And I watched the Weather Channel stream during the totality of Carbondale, Illinois, because Pamela was on the Weather Channel. So that was really exciting. I liked NASA's coverage a little bit more because they were jumping around all over the country to different locations. And they had some really cool tidbits in between, like they were talking to park rangers and stuff. But I really dug being able to watch Pamela live on TV. And I realized I'm watching the solar eclipse through my TV that's getting a signal from the internet. Oh, and I got to watch the video from the ISS of the eclipse looking down on Earth from my TV that was getting it from the internet. We are living in the future, and the future is awesome. I mean, while we have a lot of problems going on these days, but I think sometimes we need to appreciate the awesomeness that we do have. If we get so bogged down in all of the horrible, and we don't pay attention to the good things, sometimes we forget why we need to fight the horrible things. So I like to look at these good things to remind myself why we need to continue to push, why we need to continue to fight for change. And yeah, that the future is awesome. This technology is amazing. And the fact that I'm talking to you through a pair of headphones that are going into what looks like a pad from Star Trek and it will be uploaded to the internet, and everybody in the world can download it and listen to it. It's pretty amazing. So let's appreciate those things. I can't believe that last year I didn't talk about Master of None. Master of None is a Netflix TV series by, and I'm going to say his name wrong because I always do, Aziz Ansari. Asani? I'm sorry. I'm terrible. And it's fantastic. Season 2 dropped this year, and I wasn't really sure where they were going to go with Season 2. I was pretty impressed with what happened. I really like how they go through the different storylines. The first season, it doesn't feel like a whole story. It just seems like a bunch of stuff that's happening to this guy, and each show covers a different topic. And by the end of the season, you realize, hanging on a minute, there's a whole story arc going here. They snuck in this whole story arc in the season without letting us know. We were just laughing. And I really dig that. I love it. There's one episode in season one in particular. Indians on TV, I think, is a really good one. And another one is, I can't remember the name of it, but it's the one where he tells the experience of his parents and his friend's parents. So his parents coming from India and his friend's parents immigrating from China. And seeing those different experiences through the first generation eyes. I thought that that was so fantastic. And then the Indians on TV really tackles the whole whitewashing in Hollywood and stereotypes on TV and all of these other things. And I think that that is also a really important story to tell. So I dig how they can tackle these big topics in a very comical sense. There was an episode from season two, which I thought was fascinating, where you followed the point of view of random people throughout the city. And at one point you're following this deaf couple and everything goes silent. And it is a fantastic storytelling device. I really enjoyed that. And we're going to pair this with some pasta because his character ends up very obsessed with pasta. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but he gets very obsessed with pasta. There's a lot of really good food in this show. So we're just going to make our simple pasta sauce. So for me, my sauce is very simple. I take a can of crushed tomatoes. If you've got, you know, real tomatoes, you can turn them into that, but that's a lot of work. Can of crushed tomatoes, you got your salt, you got your pepper, you got your seasonings, you know, oregano, basil, marjoram, parsley, red pepper flakes, whatever you want. Put in some garlic, you put in some onion, whatever your tastes may be. If you want it a little thicker, you add some tomato paste. If you need to cut down that acidity a little, you could add some brown sugar if you want. You don't need to. And there you go. That's your sauce. And it takes like 5-10 minutes on the stove. Just cook it all up. It tastes delicious. It's better than jar sauce. It's cheaper. It's healthier. And tastes better. And it takes just as long to cook. It's just as difficult. Because basically, you're opening a can and you're adding seasoning as opposed to opening a jar and heating it up. But I've never just heated up a jar of sauce. I always added things anyway. So to me, it's the same exact work. Now, making pasta is a little more complicated. But basically, you got eggs, you got flour, you got water. You mix them up, you make your pasta. I got one of those roll-out pasta maker things, and I've done that a couple of times. And, it's pretty good. It takes a bit. You gotta find your right blend. I don't have the actual recipe on hand, but it's very easy to look up. And fresh pasta? Yeah, it's cool. I often don't know that I have enough time to prepare it. So there is that. But buying pasta from the store is pretty darn cheap too. So I always make sure I got a little backup somewhere. I like the spinny ones the best. Or gnocchi, but that's a whole other animal. We'll talk about that another day.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-Nutty42.